Welcome to the 5D Field with me, Corey Michelle. The Crazy Possible Podcast is a multidimensional transmission of words and energy forms that transcend your cognition, going direct to your consciousness, assisting you in becoming your future self, the energetic master of your reality. You might experience lightness, awareness, synchronicities, having the experience of living a magical life and ease and creating what you truly desire. This content is for highly conscious visionaries, revolutionaries, truth seekers, star seeds, and unicorns who never fit in but are brilliantly aware and here to create new realities. Let's transcend the 3D matrix, dancing in the 5D and beyond, bringing your dreams alive. Now let's tap the field. Breathe with me. Connect in. Tap into your raw consciousness, and together, let's create new realities. Welcome, welcome, everybody. Thank you for joining me for today for a special energetic life audit. This energetic life audit is recorded and a real session with me. And today's guest is Monica Fay. So Monica, hi, welcome to the energetic life audit.
Hi there. How are you?
Doing good today. So what we'll do today is we're just going to dive into seeing what's going on in your world and what might be sort of energetically in the way. We might shift some perspectives today. We're just going to see what's going on in your world to assist you in being more of your 5D consciousness. And we know that when we're in our 5D consciousness, we are like, things are showing up quite magically. And I know you have had a lot of magic in your world because I watch your Facebook. I've been connected for a while. So we want to look at, hey, where can we have an upgrade? All right. So in your world, where's an upgrade that you feel like you might be blocked or stuck with that you would like to have?
For me, I think more than anything, there's two things. One of them is my weight issues. For the life of me, it's just something I've struggled forever. And I just cannot seem to get a hold of whatever it is that's not allowing me to let go of that. And the other is, as far as business, just having a sustainable, successful business.
All right. Well, we can work with both of those. So tell me about what you'd like to create with your business. So like, what's your dream? Like, let's actually do this. In the next 3 years, what would be like you would love to have created?
What I want to do is I'm creative by nature, and I love anything to do with art, being artistic, etc. So what I would like to do is set up some kind of a website where I can do courses, so that on top of being creative, it's also going to give me a chance to do affiliate marketing and passive income, so that I don't always have to be, you know, on the go. So I have a couple of ideas that I've been toying with lately, and I'm like so close to pulling the trigger. That's the problem, that every time I get that close, I just shrink. And like you said, I've been able to have magic. And for some reason, I just get so close to that. And then I shrink, and then I get scared. And then I go back into the corporate world and go back to work for somebody and make their dreams come true. And I'm sick of it. I'm tired.
Yeah, I hear that a lot. Exactly what you're talking about. I hear it a lot. So basically what you're saying, and this is almost reiteration of what you just said, is you get close, you are about to pull the trigger, and you get scared, and then you go back to something that's familiar and safe.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's just work with that first here. Okay. Now, what is it that you're the most afraid of pulling the trigger?
I think that's what I'm trying to figure out, because part of me thinks that maybe it's success. Part of me thinks it's being failure. Part of me thinks it's a little bit of both. Part of me thinks that it might be leaving the old me behind, like you said, because it's familiar and safe. So what's out there, that it's great if what my dreams want, but who am I going to pull with me? I mean, and we could even go as far as even my marriage, wonderful relationship, and he's very supportive. But what if all of a sudden we went separate ways energetically and ended up not being together? So all those little fears, you know, quote unquote, friends and acquaintances that I don't care so much about. But I'm also, I think, maybe afraid of losing myself, in the sense that power can sometimes corrupt, or at least that's embedded in my head somehow. And I don't want to be the bitch.
So a mixture of things in there. Okay. So this is really great. Thank you for willing to be so vulnerable with this, because this right here is what happens for so many people that I've worked with over the last 11 years, is that if you really had the success, if you really went for it, number one, are there going to be people that don't like that success, aren't going with you, are on a different path? And so much of the time when we're in, I would call it like the 3D consciousness, right? Which is really, really contracted. When we get married to people while we're in the 3D, and then we have this awakening, oftentimes those relationships, if they're the other person's not awakening with you and becoming empowered, that those relationships break down really quickly, because empowered people that are starting to take responsibility and people that are in blame don't always match up, right? There's not a match there. But then if you have two people that are in the 4D, which is empowered, you're trying to make things happen, you want to be happier, like those sorts of things. And then you have one that's moving to the 5D, it doesn't necessarily mean that the relationship's going to break down. Okay. The question for here is, are you willing to have what's available for you, no matter who wants to have some of it and who doesn't? Right. Like who wants to be in that reality or not?
Right. I think that's the fear, because in some ways it's so wonderful and he's so supportive. And we could very well grow together and all of a sudden we're traveling around the world, you know, because I have all this passive income and our wonderful, you know, our life is even 1,000 times better. But I think it's the unknown. I have no reason to believe that he wouldn't. Mm-hmm. But I think it's that little unknown that just, you know, tugs at my brain.
Yep.
And at my subconscious.
Right. So this is what we would call a backdoor. Right. So what you're doing is, well, one of a couple of things is that unknown future, like, because, you know, if you're married to somebody, you're in with them, right? Like you want to create life with them. You didn't marry them for no reason. You married them because of all the reasons, right? And you really love being with them, hopefully for people, but you do.
Right.
Sometimes people are married and they want to get out of it, but you're like, I like this guy. I want to stay with this guy. Right. So you can have the priority of the relationship or the priority of you having all that you know is possible. Okay. And so when we put the relationship, which isn't even about him, it's about the relationship first, then we have to block ourselves from going further. It's like a back door for us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's one perspective of going, well, wait a second. What if everything that's meant for you in this next evolution of you is going to be there? Like you can't mess it up.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right.
Like let's sink in for a minute. What if you can't actually mess it up?
Right. Yeah.
Relationships are so interesting, right? Because have you ever had a relationship that broke down and you knew you weren't supposed to be together anymore?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Right. We've all
married
had those.
At 45. That's the reason why.
Right. So we know what that's like. And how grateful are you that all of those didn't work out?
Right. Yeah.
Right. Because they weren't the right ones.
Right.
Right. And when relationships are no longer, I don't want to even say salvageable, because that's not the energy of the fifth dimension consciousness anyway. The fifth dimension consciousness is like being free from all ties that bind.
Right.
So you go, you know what? I'm willing to have all of what's available for me and whoever wants to play with me in that. And if it happens to be this husband I currently have, fuck yeah. And if it's not, then great, because it will work out that way.
Right.
It will be obvious. Does that make sense?
I think that that's maybe even the key of the other two, fear and, you know, success and all that stuff, the trust. I need to trust that what's meant to be is going to be. And because I feel something that, you know, it's just that trust that it might not happen, then maybe that's why I sabotage it. And I mean, this whole thing happened to, you know, the other issue that I was telling you with my weight. And so I'm starting to really be strict about what I'm eating and walking and doing everything that I can, again, because I've done it so many times, to lose weight right now. And I was at a party last Sunday with some friends, and I overheard a girl when I went to the restroom tell another one of my friends, she's so pretty, blah, 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 you know, and when she loses weight. And the other girl said, well, the competition's going to be bigger. And it broke my heart. It broke my heart because that was supposed to be my friend. So now with her, because she wasn't extremely important in my life, so I got hurt a little bit. I cried a little bit. I got mad a little bit, and then I let it go. And I said, whatever. But with other things, I'm not willing to let them go that easily. And I think that's where the key is.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So you want to let go of the weight. You got to let go of your attachments as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you just breathe on that one for a minute? Take a breath in. So what are the attachments that you would say the most, the things that you don't want to go away?
Yeah. Well, and I think that, you know, right now, just kind of it's sinking in that I'm afraid of let go of me. And like you say, over and over and over again, I have to let go of me because I'm a new, my 5D self is completely different. It's a different identity. So it's almost like that, you know, no. But then I know intellectually it's going to be better. Almost like when you get, you know, medicine and you know that it tastes awful for a bit and get the water and it goes down and then the taste goes away, but you don't want to take it, even though you know it's going to make you better and you're better. So I logically, I understand all that. Mm-hmm. Now, how do I go from just having it be logical to really, really, really sinking in so that it can happen? I think that's where I get.
Totally. Well, one of the things that's required is a perspective shift on your values. Okay. So if you're attached to things and everybody is, right? This is common. People are attached to things. They're attached to relationships. They're attached to perspectives. They're attached to not getting judged. They're attached to friendships. They're attached to so many things, right? So you want to look at your attachments, and there will be a theme. So if you did a little journaling exercise for yourself and said, all right, what are all the things that I have been attached to? Make a laundry list and just keep asking yourself, is there anything else? Is there anything else? Is there anything else? And then go through it and look for any themes. So you might see a theme of people, or you might see a theme of having support, like having people around that are sort of friends, but not really like all in, like having your back friends, right? Or you might see a theme of, oh, I'm holding on to things that keep me not being seen, right? Or I'm holding on to things that keep me from not being judged, right? Or I'm holding on to a fear because of unknown. So you'll see certain themes in there. So you just pull those themes out and go, huh, all right, so here's my main 1 to 3 themes of, you can see that's where your values have been. That's what you valued. Maybe comfort, maybe hiding because you don't want to be seen or whatever. And maybe having people around that are okay, but not really super contributive, for example, right? Or even that, like the value of safety in getting paid for time, right? With the corporate stuff you were talking about. And also I'll add this other one in here, because we're talking about bodies and weight, is attached to the food or the way it makes you feel, mm-hmm. right? Especially if it's an eating sort of thing we've got going on, right? So those are all sort of places to look. So where has been your priority or your values? What have you valued? And then what have been your priorities? Your priorities are where you're paying attention, right? So if you're paying attention to making yourself wrong, then that's, you're valuing what other people say, right? Oftentimes, or you're valuing trying to be right.
That's right? A big one for me. I admit it.
Yeah. It's very common for us, very intelligent, self-aware, but also traumatized people from our childhood, when we've had some of that stuff going on, where we have to be right to even be okay in the world.
Validated.
Right? So, yeah. Exactly. Validated. So do that list for yourself, not right now, but that's your homework. And then look at, okay, so what for my future self, this future self that has everything that you desire, you're like, I know all of this is possible. The freedom with money, freedom with time, location independent, all the things. My body is feeling really great. I feel good in my body. I feel sexy, whatever it is for you. And then go, what are my priorities and values of that version of me?
Right.
And then make that list and then see whatever themes that you start to see in that. And then the next shift is really looking at, okay, what of that can I embody right now? And it's like changing out a lens, a perspective lens. Okay. I used to stop right before I hit go, right? But I already know where that leads. That's going to lead back to over there. But where I want to go is over there. So my 5D future self, what lens or what perspective do I have that has had me go through this as if you've already gone through it? So one of the things we're always trying to do is we're trying to go from, when you make that shift from the 3D to 4D, it's all about self-awareness, empowerment, you know, getting over things. But that version of you is not the one that made it there, is not the same version that's going to get to the 5D, right? One of the reasons people are sort of, I would say, getting stuck in the 4D consciousness is because you think whatever it took to get from the 3D to the 4D is going to be what it takes to get from the 4D to the 5D, but that's not true. We have to have a perspective shift and look at it from that 5D self. So what are you noticing as I'm saying all this?
Well, I mean, like I said, I think the biggest thing is that everything that you say makes sense. And it's just having it sink in, you know, mm-hmm. because I can tell you it's the same thing with the body. I can tell you exactly what I need to eat and what I don't need to eat in order to lose weight. And it shouldn't be such an issue. But something, you know, the sabotaging is real. Mm-hmm. You know, and so that's where I feel like I'm treading water and I'm almost to the edge of the pool. And then all of a sudden, you know, the monster sinks me down a little bit. Then he lets me go, like, you're close, sinks me down. That's what also makes me exhausted. Mm-hmm. And so I just know that the fear of the unknown, because I know that I can do it. I know I have the talents to do it. I know it. I see other people. Not to say that anyone's less, because that's never my intention, but I see people with less education or less of a voice, etc., do amazing things. And it's like, I know that I can do it. Why am I not doing it? You know? And so that's the frustrating thing.
Yeah. And that's the problem.
Yeah.
Is that you're trying to do it.
Hmm. Okay. Elaborate. give me.
Okay. Then this is exactly what I said right before. So to go from the 3D to 4D, it's all about trying and doing to become. From the 4D to the 5D, it's about being. So right now, would you just said it so perfectly. You said, I feel like I'm treading water trying to get to the edge. So what that means is you're looking from this space right now and going, I want to get over there. And so how do I get from here to there? It's not going to work.
So I'm paddling. And so the paddling is what I'm doing wrong. Like, instead of saying, I want to get to the edge. And so I'm going to paddle to get to the edge. I have to think, I'm already at the edge. What did I do to get to the edge?
Yep. Exactly. Okay. What's it like being at the edge? Because right now you're
the experience.
Away. Yes. So far away. It's over there. And I'm struggling over here. I don't know what to do over here and all of that. So you're embodying and continuing and maintaining. I am struggling. I'm over here. I can't get to the edge. How the heck are you supposed to get to the edge if that's what you keep repeating to yourself?
Yeah. So I'm not in safe mode. I'm still in struggling. I got to get there. Da-da-da. Instead of all of a sudden going like, I feel so good to be safe.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Because in a moment you shifted your energy right there. Oh my God, yeah. I'm safe. Are you safe right now?
Yeah. I mean, I'm safe in where I want to be right now, but that was my past self. So I've made it here.
Yeah.
So to make it over there, no, I'm not safe because I'm still treading water.
Well, yes, exactly. From what you were just talking about. So the going to that future self to go, okay, what's it like? And then start to relate to everything as if it's already a done deal.
The safety of it, the I made it, the we're okay now. I don't need to keep treading. It's done. Mm-hmm. And it's a totally different energy because even like imagining it, me in the pool, it's like when I'm treading, it's like a desperation. Whereas when I imagine myself just at the edge, it's like a let go. Mm-hmm. Just like, you know, and so, all right, I'll really try to remember that part, you know, the feeling and the experience, which is what you say all the time. Think about the experience, not the things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And embody that energy as if it's already happened. And this is where, when we go to that future experience, embody that energy, right? Then So the 5D consciousness, fifth dimension consciousness is all about using your energy to create. When you are being resonant with a particular experience you'd like to have, that vibe, those frequencies are going out in your field. Those frequencies going out are going to manifest that the things, the choices, the experiences, the opportunities, the possibilities, going to manifest that into your reality. Okay. It is not about doing and trying. So if doing and trying is coming out of your mouth, we know that you're trying to do it the same way you got from 3D to 4D. Mm-hmm. It's not going to work. Okay. Which is why it's not working. So got to go to the experience and work backwards.
Right. Okay.
Okay. Because here's the other element is that what you are aware of, what you desire, what you've been trying to get already exists in consciousness. Mm. It actually already exists in your field. You wouldn't know it, imagine it, visualize it, feel it, unless it existed. It exists. It's the frequency patterns that you're being as you here at this, we'll just say 40 level, aren't a match yet. And the way to make it a match is not necessarily doing all the things and trying harder and struggling. It's about the frequency. It's about who you're being. So be that version of you who has already left. You're like, all right, I've already left. How do I set up my office? How do I set up my life? What do I say yes to? Who do I surround myself with? And starting to ask for those opportunities and those possibilities to show up for you. Show me future self. What is it that I have chosen that has gotten me here? And then also, like, when you get to that point where you're like, oh, I'm freaked out because I'm going to jump off the high dive. Here we go. Then we go, okay, so what's it going to be like after when I'm swimming to the side? Oh my God, it's going to be amazing.
Right.
It's going to be so much fun. I'm going to be so grateful I did that. Wow. Okay. That's a totally different perspective than looking at how afraid you are about jumping off the high dive.
Right. Because I could, instead of treading, I could be doing the butterfly and all that stuff and make it not a negative, fearful experience. Mm-hmm. I don't have to be treading. I could just be swimming along beautifully, looking at the sun and the clouds, knowing that the edge is coming soon. So, oh my gosh, it's like ding, you know, my little ding moments. Because you're right. It doesn't have to be hard. It doesn't have to be fearful. It doesn't have to be a negative experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there was a study done with, I think it was rats, and they put rats in a pool of water and let them swim. And without helping them, it was a pool or a bucket or whatever that they couldn't get out of. So they swam, even if they swam to the side, they weren't going to be able to get out. And after, I don't remember the exact time frames on this, but it was after a number of minutes, they were about to drown. I think they saved them, but they were literally about to drown because they gave up. They were like, okay, after 10 or 15 minutes, they were like, okay, nobody's coming. I got to go. So what they did the next round, they did it again. And it was the same rats because they used the same rats. The next round, they went right to that. There was like, say, I'm just going to say 10 minutes. Then they pulled them out at minute 9, right? They saved them at minute 9. So they got in their head, it's going to work out. Right. So then they put them in again and just let them go. And it was something like 2 hours they could sit there and tread. But the first time was only 10 minutes because they had no idea. But the second time they knew that they were going to get through it. So they just kept going.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what we want to train our consciousness, is that it's going to work out. It's always going to work out. It's always working out for you right now. And the gift for you, one of them, is that when you be the version of you who is trying to get somewhere, is the version of you who will always be trying to get somewhere.
Right.
The version of you who embodies already being there, already having it, is the one that will have it all.
Okay. And like I said, I mean, I know that it's possible because I've done it before. Mm-hmm. At smaller levels, whether it's a parking spot, whether it's my husband, whether it's my house, I manifested those things. Mm-hmm. I made choices, conscious choices, to say, I'm going to stop dating a bunch of, you know, flakes, let's put it that way. Because before I was afraid to say, I want to get married because I thought they were going to run. And it got to a point where I said, no, I want to get married. And if someone runs, they are not for me. So I need to find the one that doesn't run. And the only way I'm going to find that is by saying, I want to get married. I'm not going to get married just to get married, but my goal is that if we're compatible, the goal is that we're going to get married. And as soon as I did that, boom, here comes my husband. So I know it's possible.
Yep. So there might be some standards for you, because we talked about values and priorities, right? That's where you're, what you're most valuing and where your energy is going and your priorities, but also your standards for yourself, right? Just like you did with the dating, right? The standards for the self, like, I no longer give up on myself. I no longer go back to corporate work. That's no longer a choice for me. That's a boundary you set for yourself.
Yeah.
Right? You say, right, I'm taking that choice off of the table forever, unless something really amazing comes along, right, but I'm not even going to look at it. That's going to have to show up on my doorstep and be better than I could have imagined. If that's out there, sure. But what I really want is this.
Right. And it's this Friday, I did put those boundaries because I spoke to a couple people that I volunteer for the high school football team, and I'm doing all the coordinating for a certain project. And everyone's like, you are, what is going on? You're amazing, this and that. And so one lady that's very well known and wealthy here in San Diego and everything, she said, what do you actually do for a living? And then she's like, I could probably like get a ton of people to hire you. And she started saying, like, let me talk to this person. And in my head, it took everything possible to not say, yes, get me an interview or whatever, to kind of it within say, I'm okay, and push that those opportunities away. And mm-hmm. It was scary because it's security, you know?
Yeah. Very cool. A nice boundary. And when we make these energetic shifts for ourselves, we're saying, no, those choices are no longer taking us where we want to go, and maybe never have been. Now I got to make a different choice. What else is available for me here now? And that's where you'll start opening that door. And the biggest thing, really, one of the biggest things, is the resistance. So the resistance to want to go back to the thing that's comfortable, right? The resistance of like, I'm going to lose something. I'm attached to something. I'm going to lose it. So we resist losing it instead of going, you know what, if I have all of me and I'm going for my dreams and I have what I'd like to have, and my partner doesn't want to stay with that, see you later. Cause I don't want to hold myself back to his limitations. Come with me. All right. I'm going. Or not, your choice. And that's when you're totally free.
Yeah. When it's on my terms.
Your terms, totally free. Because here's the thing is it's an invitation, right? It's an invitation for people in your life to step in, and they may not choose it, but that has mm-hmm. nothing to do with you.
Right. And they may, and it'd be great, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I know with Ben and I mean, man, I have invited him to a lot of upgrades in his world. And one of the things that really works about us is because I keep upgrading, because that's like one of the most fun things in the world for me. But for him, he realized how much that was important to him as well.
Right.
And he never had anybody in his life that really supported him that. He had people that wanted to hold him back. Whenever he tried to go, he was held back. And so sometimes even in our partnerships where we're like, oh, I don't want to lose them, sometimes they're waiting for the inspiration of you.
Right.
To go, oh, she's going, like, oh, wow, we can do this.
Right.
And that energy can fuel an even greater relationship as well. So, but not being attached will assist you and everybody listening to not hold yourself back, mm-hmm. but be that inspiration and that invitation for people to have more, and they may or may not. And I think that's one thing that, oh gosh, what would it be like if we really gave people the space to choose for themselves and let them have their choice?
Right. Yeah.
Right.
100%. I get it. I understand. And like you said, I mean, what you said was really, it really hit home. What you said is like, maybe they're waiting for that inspiration. Maybe you are in their life so that they can get that inspiration to become upgraded themselves. And I never thought about it that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's never, ever, ever, ever about trying to get them to right. be inspired or trying to inspire. You inspire the most by going for it yourself. That's like the biggest inspiration. People will, I've heard over the years, like, oh, I want to be an inspiration. Well, be an inspiration to your own self. Mm-hmm. That's the greatest, most authentic, pure, congruent inspiration is you do it for you and no one else. And then other people will naturally be inspired.
Right.
Because you're not trying to bring anybody with you. You're saying, I'm going.
Mm-hmm.
Cause like, if you're at the pool, right? You're at the pool and you see the high dive there and you're like, oh, I really want to do it. I really want to do it. And you're like, hey, babe, you want to do it with me? And he's like, nope, I don't think I want to do it. You're like, oh man, well, I can't do it then either. That's right. Ridiculous. You're not going to do that. You're going to go get on the high dive and you're going to jump off and you're going to have fun. And then they're going to do it or not.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
It's like, just go. And see what happens.
Okay. I have a lot of homework to do. And I have to say, thank you so much, because every time, it's like everything, we have to hear it over and over and over again. So this is not the first time I've heard you say these things. This isn't, you know, I've been around. And so sometimes it just takes, and I just feel like I'm baby steps making it. So it is making a difference, and everything that you do inspires me to become better. And I'm so thankful for that, because it truly is making a difference in my life.
Oh, that's so great to hear. It's so awesome to watch you expand and have more of what you'd like and have more of that magic in your world. And I wonder what this will open up to create you being that future self of yours. I wonder how much fun you're going to have with that.
Yeah. I need a pool. I need my pool.
That's awesome. Especially right now in San Diego. All right. So Monica, what are your takeaways from today?
Well, my main takeaway is that, you know, that instead of looking through the lens of negativity and saying, you know, it's going to be scary, I'm going to be, you know, in desperation mode, the tread of water, whatever. It's more like, I want to have fun, make this fun. And I have the choice to have that lens. And the more fun I have, not only do I inspire more people, but I inspire myself and want more and want to do it again and again and again. So I'm going to be jumping off that high dive, you know, 1,000 times, not just once. So I think that, you know, that's probably a good representation of my main takeaway.
Awesome. That is so great to hear. Monica, thank you so much for being one of our energetic life audits here on the Crazy Possible podcast. So appreciate you. I appreciate you in our courses. And I wonder what else is crazy possible.
Thank you so much. It was great to get a little bit more insight, as always.
Fantastic. Let us know on how it goes and what you come up with there.
For sure. Thank you.
You are so welcome. You are now exiting the 5D field and the Crazy Possible podcast. Send me, Gori Michelle. Thank you so much for joining me. If you would be so kind to rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast so you can receive more about how to have energetic mastery and turn every desire into reality. Head over to meetcorimichelle.com/5D to connect on socials and to receive your free gift. We will see you soon again in the 5D field.